This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Commission's contract with AstraZeneca to supply COVID-19 vaccines includes Britain along with the EU as places where the Anglo-Swedish drug maker should make its best efforts to manufacture its vaccines for the EU. The contract is at the heart of a dispute over access to vaccines after AstraZeneca announced last week it would fall short of delivering promised vaccines to the EU by March because of production problems in Belgium. AstraZeneca has been making large quantities of its vaccine in Britain, but has said a contract it signed with the British government requires it to fulfill Britain's order before it can send doses manufactured there abroad, including to the EU. The company agreed Friday to publication of its advance purchase agreement with the European Commission. The 41-page contract was published, although certain parts were redacted. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission to the origins of the coronavirus got underway Friday. The WHO said late Thursday on Twitter that its team plans to visit hospitals, markets, like the Hunan seafood market linked to many of the first cases, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and laboratories at facilities like the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. The team members spent the past 2 weeks in a required quarantine, during which they had been communicating with Chinese officials by video conference to lay the groundwork for field visits. Health officials in the U.S. state of South Carolina say they have detected 2 cases of the South African COVID-19 variant, the first cases in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the variant does not appear to cause more serious illness. This is VOA News. Lebanese rioters set fire to several buildings in the northern city of Tripoli Thursday as outrage over the country's coronavirus lockdown and inaction of the political class in the face of economic collapse took a more violent turn. After hours of clashes and following the fires, Lebanese military troops were deployed around the city in an effort to quell the rage, the unrelenting protests in Tripoli, now in their fourth day, came as Lebanon grapples with both the pandemic and the worst economic crisis in its history, with only a caretaker government in charge. U.S. President Joe Biden weighs in on the upcoming second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, set to begin the week of February 8th. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
President Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden is taking steps to, quote, undo the damage, end quote, of the Trump administration's health care policies. Biden signed 2 orders opening a special 3-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, the program created in 2010 when Biden served as vice president under Barack Obama. Friday, the Taliban rejected Washington's accusations that it had not lived up to its promise in Afghanistan, in turn claiming the U.S. was, quote, bombarding civilians, end quote. The U.S. signed a landmark deal with the insurgents last year, agreeing to withdraw all of its troops from the country in return for security guarantees after a stalemate on the battlefield. In addition, the Taliban said Friday its February 2020 agreement with the United States is meant to give American, quote, invading, end quote, troops a, quote, safe passage, end quote, out of Afghanistan, insisting the insurgent group expects President Joe Biden's administration's review of the document will not disrupt it. Policymakers in the European Union choose austerity and balanced budgets over lifting tens of millions of Europeans out of poverty, a UN report said Friday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.